A word for you from Luke chapter 18, verse 23. But when he heard these things, he was extremely sad, for he was very rich. You will recognize here the story of the rich young man. He seemed to be a sincere inquirer after the real things that pertain to eternity. For he had asked the Lord Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And finally, after this conversation, he turned away from Jesus very sad. And we never hear from him again. Maybe God has kept that from us, or maybe he has purposefully left it floating so that we can make our own conclusion. And that is that if you hang on to that which is precious to you, and you do not obey the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him your everything, you will lose out and you will also become very sad. Lokhu kuyasikhombisa ukuthi umuntu noma embuza uJesu ukuthi impilo engunaphakade uzoyithola kanjani, kodwa uma engamlaleli uJesu azinikele ngakho konke kuye, ekugcineni uzoba umuntu odangele. So here we find a genuine inquirer, but he goes away from Jesus sad. In almost all other cases in the New Testament, in these Gospels, we find people leaving the Lord with joy because they were willing to give their all. But here was a man who ended up being a sad, sad believer. For he said he believed. And he was one who knew the commandments, and he said he had kept them. And Jesus did not disagree with him. But the Lord was able to point out that particular point in his life where this rich young ruler was not prepared to let go. Are you a sad follower of Christ, so-called follower? Or are you one who has surrendered everything to him because he means more to you than all the world, than everything else?